Hi, I am Noor Hader, the presenter of today's podcast entitled Democracy in the Civil Rights Movement. In this podcast, I am going to be mainly talking about the civil rights movement and its role in developing democracy. To begin with, we know that people vary in shapes, sizes, and race. That makes us special and unique in our very own way. But did you know that some years ago, people were treated in a completely different and unfair way? Because they were different, these people were treated no better than animals. They were characterized and judged by their skin color. This is called segregation. Black children and white children were not allowed to go to the same schools. In addition, because of unfair segregation rules, people of different race couldn't eat in the same restaurants. They couldn't even sit next to each other in a bus. And they were not allowed to vote. This was mainly for the black people. So one day, people like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X began a march against segregation. They gave speeches like the famous speech, "I Have a Dream" by Martin Luther King Jr. All of that was for the asking of equality between races, like the freedom to vote. After hard times and struggles, they finally managed to be treated equally. That movement is called the Civil Rights Movement. That happened in the United States of America in the 1960s. Now, you might be wondering, how does this have to do with the development of democracy? You will find out after this short break. And now, I am going to be answering the question, how did the civil rights movement develop democracy? The answer to that is simple, because the movement allowed people nowadays to have freedom, equality, and the power to make changes in the society. In addition, they can participate politically in elections and in voting, no matter on how they look or sound, black or white, fat or thin, tall or short. We all must be treated equally. So that answers the question. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And just one more thing. All of this podcast came truly from my heart. So please do not do what those before us did. That is because Black Lives Matter. In addition, humans should be treated equally no matter what.